Initiative 522 would require that food products bear a label informing the consumer if they contain any genetically modified organisms or GMOs. The public signature gathering campaign for the bill was successful, and while it allowed the state legislature an opportunity to decide its fate, it had language that mandated if the legislature took no action, the initiative would automatically go to a vote of the people in November. Lawmakers did hold committee hearings in both houses, but no action was taken. Now campaign promoters are looking forward to a public vote and say the measure would be a boon to the region's farmers who are concerned about foreign markets where labeling of GMO products are required. Elizabeth Larder is with the Yes on I-522 campaign.
So ensuring that we do have labels, particularly for crops like wheat, which are not currently genetically engineered, but potentially could be genetically engineered in the future, it could help our trade export market.
The GMO wheat issue is of special concern to Washington wheat growers right now after experimental strains of GMO wheat were discovered in Oregon. That discovery focused international attention on U.S. exports of wheat, and Japan announced it would suspend some wheat imports from the Pacific Northwest. Larder says 64 countries worldwide require GMO labeling. In the U.S., Maine and Connecticut legislatures have passed GMO labeling, but enacting the law is contingent on a certain number of other states following suit. The GMO labeling requirement will come before Washington voters in November. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.